Hey, Jelly.
Morning.
Hey, Alyssa.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry, my thing just went green for a second. I thought I was talking and no one could hear me, so I just.
Well, I said hi and I s heard you say hi, and then I didn't hear anything else.
Perfect. That's
Okay.
listen, which is hot.
All right. Do you see Jira? That's what
Yes.
okay, good.
Yes.
How was WolfCon?
WolfCon was good. I think I wish Alyssa, I wish we had chatted a little bit more than just in the hall there.
Yeah, we should have tried to make that happen.
I know it
But
is.
typical conference, it was like hectic.
Yes. Yeah, it was good. I felt like definitely some of the sessions were way more technical than I am, but that's always going to be the case at a thing like WolfCon, you know? So it
Yeah.
was fun to meet Kyle in person. I was like, Kyle, you're a person that I see in real life. You're
Yes.
corporeal. I knew you were, but you know.
He is a ball of energy. He vibrates with energy, doesn't
Yeah,
he?
he does. But in a good way, right? Like
Yes.
it was very exciting. So
Yep.
yeah.
Yeah, it
It
was
was
good.
fun.
I left feeling motivated, which was nice.
Yeah.
Good. That is really good. Did we get any people to sign up for support? Not a
No.
one.
No. No one asked me about it either.
Oh,
But you know
well.
what's interesting is I was hearing some scuttlebutt, and I don't know what you should do with this, Anya, this information, but
All right.
hearing some interesting stuff about like a lot of the SIGs and how they're run and how people feel like it's actually hard to not be involved, but like the same few people have been running all the SIGs for years and years and years. And so how do you not just be like a member? Like this isn't from me. Like I don't necessarily want more work to do,
Right.
but there were some people who were looking for that. And what they were saying was it felt like some of the SIGs were run by the same two people for like
Ever.
7, 8 years. And like how do you work on a transitioning to bring in people so that because there's a burnout there, there's like you're putting all of your resources and information into like two people, and what happens if one of them leaves or you know what I mean? Just like
Right.
how do you build up some capacity there? Because it is an open source community and it shouldn't just be falling on the same 5, 6, 7, 8 people to do all, you know, the majority lion's share of work, you know? That
Yeah.
was something that I heard from people chatting at different tables. So, which I thought
No,
was
it's
interesting.
true. I mean,
I'll add that the thing that I heard about the SIGs through the grapevine while I was there is that attendance has been down, like all around. So I know people are concerned about that in general. I don't think it's just us. Well, and I wonder if those two things are tied together. Like, if you keep coming to a SIG and you're just not really participating or not being asked to participate in any meaningful way, like, why do you keep coming back to that SIG? You know, people are busy and
Yeah.
doing more with less. And, you know, I don't know.
And I know from our implementing libraries, they feel very intimidated by the SIGs. They feel like they don't have a place to talk out. I struggle with that opinion because I do find the community very welcoming, and I've never had an issue talking in an environment where I haven't been before. So that is me personally. And so we do try to like link up folks that are implementing with folks in the community so that they kind of within the implementation build some rapport within the community, like ask some questions, like and just kind of slowly get involved. But I do think it takes a dedicated awareness on the part of the institution to support the individual contribution to the library.
Right.
If that time is not valued by the institution, it won't be valued by the staff member attending.
No, and I do sometimes wonder that staff don't have the language to take to their administration to say why these things are important. You
Important.
know what I mean? Especially when they're not feeling that they're an active or participant in the SIG, it's hard to say, well, what are you doing in that meeting or whatever? You know what I mean? Like if you're just saying I'm not sidelined, but you know what I mean? There's a group of 30 people and I'm not really speaking. I'm just learning. Like, how do you know? I think we need to think of ways to give people language to take to their administrators to say, give me time in my day to work on these things. But when we don't have a way forward, then you got to come up with it on your own, right? And I don't know if that's the SIG's job or whose job that is, but that's where I think we're starting to get a disconnect, right? Because we are bringing more and more people on, we are bringing more and more libraries on, but then that those groups aren't growing and changing in the ways that they should to make sure that not everyone's needs are always going to get met all the time, right? That's like unrealistic. But that at least you have a seat at the table and feel like you're kind of heard, you know? I mean, I
Especially
think
if they
most people
say stuff.
know they're not going to get everything that they want, right?
I wonder if like we should do or PC, and I'm not sure if we should bring this to our representative in PC to talk about some sort of letter of purpose for each library, like what was accomplished in the last release time
Right.
from the SIG, what was planned for the next release. I do feel like people think like index data and EBSCO control the development, and so like what if we like kind of flip that on its head and so like this is where all that development came
Comes
from. This
from.
is where the idea of this came from, because I do truly believe that an open source community means that you have the responsibility to be an active participant.
Yes.
You can't sit back and just complain that the water cooler, that a certain feature doesn't do what you want, or what were they thinking about X, Y, and Z when they were creating that. Like you're a part of that now.
Right. I wonder
So.
if the priorities dashboard that the PC's been working on would be helpful in this case, since it is such a clear line from the SIGs to development or theory anyway.
That might be really helpful. And like, even if we could like ask the other SIGs to maybe to have a mixer every once in a while,
Yeah, that
like have a, like,
show up and introduce yourself type of meeting. Yeah, because it does feel like sometimes you're like jumping in the middle of something that someone else has already started. And that takes a little while to like
adjust
work
to,
through. Yeah.
yes. like what's the lay of the land, what are you working, what are, was the SIG working on, what's the, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Those were some of my takeaways. A lot of it was just I don't know. Yeah, it was good though. It was good to get and meet people and see people and put faces with names that you see all the time and stuff like that. So,
Well, I know Skelk libraries are going to start implementing here soon. We have four Skelk libraries. That's a consortia in California, and they're an opt-in consortia. One of their consortia employees used to be an LSE, so they're really kind of like touting the community, so that'll be nice. So we'll have like an influx of voices from the West Coast, which I'm personally kind of happy about. We can commiserate together about how early these meetings are. But then there are, there are 100, 300 institutions, I think, that are live on Folio currently.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So we've come a long way in the last, 5 years, like 2019 September for Chalmers. So I don't know. I really want the momentum to keep going for people. Just
And it felt like there was good momentum in at WolfCon. Like people seemed
yeah.
energized and stuff. But I think there's also just always that, like, for me in the back of my mind, anything that is open source like this that, requires a lot of community participation, it does take the constant, like, why are we here at the table? And don't forget
Yeah.
why you're here at the table. And like, we just spent the last year advocating to our dean's council to spend $5,000 so that we could join, so we could be on the product council, so that we could, because they're like, well, let's hire a developer. And I'm like, what is the point of hiring a developer to
You
develop
can't control
things?
their
You
work.
can't control the developer. You can't, you're where you have to go is product council, and you have to get in these rooms and you have to be on these SIGs. And that's how you work to get the things that you want developed. It isn't you hire a developer to make something. You could make something all day long. Folio doesn't have to implement that. Index Data doesn't have to implement that. There's nobody saying they have to do that. But we're going to spend $5,000, or we can spend, how much money does a developer cost? And you're sitting here telling me that I need to balance the budget? Come on, you guys,
Right.
So,
Right.
anyway, we did get that approved, but it took months of like arguing why this is, but they're like, well, then you're just giving up more of your time. And it's like, well, yes, that is
Yeah.
the cost of this, right? It's our time. And to be quite honest, it isn't even my time, because I'm not the person who knows how to write API calls. Anya knows this, right? Like, that is not me. I'm not here to do, although I am trying to sign up for an SQL class, God help me. But all that
No.
is to say, like, there are, you have to know what the paths are, and it isn't just hiring a developer. That's not the path, right? Like, that doesn't get work done in an open source environment. That's one,
No.
that's a band-aid on a wound that is so gaping that you couldn't control it with a band-aid. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I wonder, like you said something about like you had to write up some justifications and it took you guys a while. Like, I wonder if is there a way to genericize your justification to your,
I can see.
like that we
I mean, I
can
can see what
pose it?
we wrote. Like, I
Yeah.
don't remember where it is. I have to go dig it up. Katie worked on some language to
Yeah.
send to him. You know what I mean? To just say, like, here's why we would want somebody from the UM system to have the opportunity to at least run, right? Like, we're not
Right.
saying we might not even get elected, but you can't have a seat at the table unless you do this other thing, right? Like,
Right.
so.
Right. No, it makes sense. But I mean, maybe some of the newer libraries don't even understand that process too.
Right.
Like if we can do things about, here's a
You're
template.
implemented, now what?
Yeah,
Yeah.
here's a template of how you can advocate with your administration. Here's a template of how you advocate within your library. Here's a template of how you like justify attendance at a lower level to like circulation. Not a lot of circulation people that actually do circulation are in the RA SIG, so
Right.
there's a lot of managers, and I'm not saying that that's not good, but there's not people like day to day. Like I feel like the data import SIG and data export SIG, or labs have like the day to day folks, and I think that is really improving in that area. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write up some of these notes and just kind of post it on our channel so that we don't lose it. maybe we can start a discussion there. Or maybe I very rarely go to the convener SIG because it's just held at a time where I can't go, right?
Right.
But I'll post on that too to see, if there's
Right.
any interest across.
Yeah, and I don't think everybody's going like everybody on data management needs to get off of that SIG. I think it's more like, how do I find an how do I find a footing when people, and I'm just using data management as like an example, right? Like, but I went to the SIG showcase to see like what people were saying, and I thought it was really interesting because everyone was like, I've been running this SIG for this long and this long, and you could see people like looking around the room, and I was like, I don't think I realize how long some people have been running some of these SIGs, and it's basically been like, I've been running the SIG since it started, and I was like, that's awesome and also not good, you know? And yeah.
And then, I mean, to be fair, like if I wasn't on this SIG and if we hadn't like figured out how to make it, quick and easy, it'd be really hard for me to attend, right?
Sure.
Like, it's just one of those
Well, you're a
things.
very busy person. I've seen your calendar before, Anya. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, you're a beast, to be quite honest, that I'm like in awe of, because I couldn't.
And it's just so I'm wondering like how much of that length of time is the placement on the calendar to have that space for that meeting as well. And what could they do like past chair or something that could have some level of a some authority too, but they don't have, they could allow space for new folks to come in.
Well, I'm wondering, yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of like maybe you do a multi-year term, and then that last year of your term, you act as a past chair, you know, you do a convener, and then a convener elect or somebody, and then that person is like there the whole year, they're not the convener, they're learning the what how to convene, and then you're a past convener, you know, like I've done that before.
Right.
I
I
ran
do
the
too.
Lease Librarians Association, right? Like, I was the vice president, president-elect, then I was the president, then I was the past president for 2 years to make sure there's like consistency, and that you were saying, so like agreements that we made 2 years ago, the new person would be like, well, why did we do that? Or why did we, you know, what is this person who wants to donate money to our organization? What are they about? You know, like, it was just there to have some continuity. And people aren't going anywhere, right? But, you know, just something like that. And it might not work for every SIG, you know, but the SIGs where you do have a lot of people, where you do have people who might be interested in doing those things, that's how you can build. And then there's nobody saying somebody can't run again in like 2 years, right? Like, nobody, you can't keep running and keep getting elected or keep whatever, right? But like, there's
And I
also, you
wonder,
got to give somebody a path to put their foot in the door too, to bring in a
correct.
new idea or to bring in a fresh perspective, you know?
Yeah, you do. And I think the community has been run on silence is acceptance. That's what they used to say all the time.
And I don't
And
think that is the case. I think silence is people are don't have time.
yeah, I think
They
silence is
don't know
silence,
what's going
right?
on.
I
Silence is I'm still
or
trying
don't
to figure out what's
understand.
going
Silence is I don't want to sound stupid, so I'm not going to say
Right.
anything,
Yeah.
right? Like
Yeah.
silence is not acceptance.
No.
But I also think like relying on volunteers like to like, hey, would you like to take on the sit the co-convener role of the SIG that's also controversial or like a major part of this, can be really scary and people
Oh,
don't
it
want
can
to
be.
take that on.
Yeah, but don't we have a lot of people who have to go up for promotion and tenure and non-tenure track? Like, how else do you get this stuff on your CV to get promoted if you're not? Look, if you think that these meetings aren't on my CV for my promotion packet that I just submitted, you're out of your damn mind. I don't, again, I'm not trying to be rude about it, but I'm saying, I'm giving something and I'm getting something in return, right? Like
Yeah.
that's how this has to work in general if it's really going to work.
I think that's what people are struggling with. How do they justify their own time to the
Right.
community, to their administration, or to their managers as well?
Right.
It's from the six that I go to, it's clear which institutions are giving that support. So it would be
Yeah.
interesting to maybe like talk to some folks who clearly have been given the institutional support to be active members.
Right.
Is there guidelines for when, well, no, clearly there's not based on what you said. In terms of like being a SIG convener, is there recommendations for how long someone should be like
There
just
was
by
in the
participation?
beginning, there was in the beginning about like it should be like two years as a
Yeah.
convener. And I know like so this SIG has gone through many, versions, and I and Deborah have been the co-conveners of this SIG from its beginning. Even though we've asked people, we've
That's
and
probably
it's
what happens, right? Like you ask, but then people don't aren't able to.
right, or they don't feel supported, or they don't have the language
right.
to their folks to say, this is why you should support me to do this or something. Yeah.
Right. I've heard some people be like, well, you're my baby. I love you. Have a good day. Okay. I've heard some people say, like, I don't want my name associated on all those SIGs because my name's the one that, like, all the developers are grumpy with, right? Because I'm like, so that's why
Yeah.
I put support SIG, like.
Lol. Yeah, I mean,
This thing
yes,
in
sometimes when
particular.
I've had to tag because you and Deborah are out, I'm like, oh my God, I get a million emails about them still. Like they changed some minutia thing and I've got an email about, which I don't mind doing. And I
Right.
like look, if they hate us for doing our jobs, then I feel like we're doing our job correctly a little bit.
Exactly, right. That's how I feel.
And for the support sake, I feel like there's always going to be a little animosity in terms of like, I'm
Right.
asking you to do something you don't want to do. Right.
Right.
And so there's always going to be a little bit like, oh, stop
Right.
being a nag, you know? But also at the same time, like, that is our job. Our job is literally to nag you into doing
To nag,
this
yeah.
work, you know?
I mean, if I was to step away, I would probably have, Robert replace my spot
Right.
on this SIG, right? Like, not my spot as a convener, but maybe that would be a good thing, but he would replace me because,
Right.
but I'm building that. Like, as people come on, I'm always asking, like, what are you most interested in? Please join this SIG. Like, Zorian's on ERM. Lola, I think, is on users and documentation. So we have lots of people, like, scattered. But I hold that as re responsible. But also, we
No,
implement, but
I'm
it's like,
talking about
when I ran
your
a
job
library, yeah.
because you work
No,
for
like,
Folio. You know what I mean?
yeah.
I sort of feel like the people who actually work for Folio, I'm not can I don't mean them as part of this process. And again, I'm not even
Yeah.
pointing a finger at like Deborah or whatever. She's been here since day one. But is that fair to Deborah to continue to expect her to be here every day? She's not here today, and that's fine, right? But
Right.
just to say, like, is it okay to keep expecting her to keep being the co-convener of this SIG? I do think that there should be a Folio
Right.
representative on all of these SIGs and being the face or the name or whatever, because I think,
Right.
again, we have to work together. It's a partnership. It's us and you guys together. So it shouldn't just be implemented libraries on a SIG. That would not also not work out very well, right? But
Right.
how do we have a convergence here, right? And to just say that, like, yes, if Deborah's been doing this for 6 or 7 years, I wouldn't want to come to every single one of these meetings either, right? Like, you get
Right.
tired. And I know that she's on other SIGs. I see her name
Right.
all over, right? So she's a busy person. She's one of those people that gets support to do the work.
Yeah.
But then how do we help her take something off of her plate so maybe she could go work more diligently on something else? Do you see what I mean? Like, there's got to be a give and a take there.
I feel like there's like a professional development opportunity within the Folio community about how to talk to their administration, about how to talk to their managers about why this is important, to do that grassroots
And this
effort
should
up.
also be part of the sales team pitch as well,
Yeah.
right? Like it isn't just about the software. It's about the community and about building all of this stuff, right? Like, and because if you have it in grounded in there from day one, then
Yeah.
it's to be expected that you would be part of these things. It's not going to be a surprise at the end, like, oh, now we're supposed to join a SIG. What does that mean? And what does
Yeah,
that look
that,
like?
yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like those conversations should be happening very early in the process. They should even, I mean, I know, I believe one of the reasons when we went to Folio is that the SIGs were part of our rubric that we had to grade on.
Right.
How do you find information about how things happen? You know what I mean? Some of them were very, like you couldn't figure it out, right? Obviously, that's it's almost the opposite of Folio. Like there's so much
Right.
information, it's almost hard to wade through. But what I'm saying is like all of that needs to be from the beginning. You need to understand, like part of joining Folio is you're part of this community that I don't know is explained fully. And maybe that's because sales aren't, I don't know how involved in the SIGs they are, and that's totally fair. Why would they be?
Yeah.
But having that there from the beginning, you know.
I think that's a great thing. I'll take back through my internal channels and I'll ping Charlotte as well, just to kind of see what they do. I know that for implementation, we talk about the community from the get-go, from like our initial meetings, and we set up those closed channels within Slack so that you can just kind of dip your
Yes.
toe into
It's
that.
almost like that's so overwhelming because you're implementing and there's so much going on there that
Right.
like I remember I had access to it and I remember being like
What the
okay.
hell
You
is
know,
this?
like
Yeah.
this is so it's like
It's
it
so
you know,
much.
you're drinking from the fire hose, right? Like you're
Yeah.
just it's too much. But then at some point there does have to be that discussion, right? Like how do you
Yeah.
really do get involved in the community?
I wonder if we need to like have some sort of like, now you're implemented, now what type of
Yeah.
session? I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna finish out the. I'm on the threes. There's two and threes that have no release target, and I've done the one and twos.
Okay. I'm sorry, I totally derailed our meeting with this conversation, so.
This conversation was needed to happen. So it was really good, and I enjoyed it. So I'll finish this out. And then we'll see each other, I think, next Monday. I'm just looking at my calendar to make sure that it's not like a school holiday or some sort of weird
All right, today's a
craziness.
school holiday, isn't it? I guess in some places,
Today,
not for me.
we celebrated on Friday, so they don't have school on this Friday, even though today is an
Oh,
Indigenous Peoples Day, right?
right.
So,
Not in Missouri, it's not, but yeah.
well,
It's
yeah.
a school holiday here, but then they called it a teacher in service day. So they kind of acknowledged it, but then hid it.
Yeah, so
Really.
our teacher in service day is Friday.
Well, hilarious.
So I
Yeah.
don't know, but I'm glad they didn't take both days off. All right. I will see you guys later. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye bye.